ध्यायामोदवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So in the last day, we saw the first sutra of Bhakti Sutras, the first sutra of the fifth chapter of Bhakti Sutras. So today we will see a few of the next few sutras. So as we said, Bhakta Ekantinu Mukhyaha. So Ekantinaha Bhakta Mukhyaha. Mukhya Bhakta are people who have para bhakti, supreme devotion. They are ekantinaha, they have one-pointedness, they have total concentration, so they are focused on only Ishvara. So that means for them, they always remember that everything is one Ishvara and one Ishvara alone. So that's also kind of important. It's very important to remember as to who that Ishvara is. So it's not very easy, like, or it's not simple to just remember Ishvara, or it's not as simple as remembering Ishvara. It's also remembering who that Ishvara is. That is also something which is very important. So that is what we find Narada meaning by one-pointedness here. And as to whether jnanam is essential or not, as to who that Ishvara is and all, we have already seen. Tatrapina mahatmya jnana vismrati apavadaha. There is no fault of forgetting mahatmyam, forgetting the glory of such an Ishvara. So that Narada already answered that. And we also said, like, this one-pointedness, that is the definition of a true bhakta. A true bhakta will never get distracted away from Ishvara. True bhakta will always be focused on Ishvara. For him, there's nothing apart from Ishvara. If there is something apart from Ishvara, then fine, he can think. But for such a bhakta, he knows that Ishvara alone exists. Brahmaiva jagat sarvam. This entire world is Brahman, is Ishvara. If the entire world is one Ishvara, then what else can I remember? What else can I think? So nothing can be thought of. So that's why such a bhakta always remembers Ishvara. But still, at times we can say that such a bhakta, things are kept in the mind. So whatever we say as one-pointedness, remembering Ishvara, etc., are in the mind. It's a mental state. But there are ways to show that mental state externally. So few bhaktas might not show. We also saw as to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to show those emotions externally. Some may not. It depends. So we can't kind of say that somebody who displays emotions externally is a bhakta. So we can't say that way. We can't in a way define it that way. But some bhaktas show it externally. So that is what is being mentioned here. So in the next sutra, Kanta Avarodha Romancha Ashrubhi Parasparam Lapamanaha Pavayanti Kulani Prativim. So such bhaktas, when they hear about Ishvara, they get so immersed into Ishvara. So again, like, we can't say when, we can't say always. One thing is for sure, such bhaktas internally are always remembering Ishvara. Asya brahmani ramate chittam nandati nandati nandatyeva. Such bhaktas are always internally thinking about Ishvara, but externally, sometimes when they listen to Bhagavatam, sometimes when they listen to beautiful singing, sometimes when they see a Mahatma like Amma, so Kanta Avarodha, so their throat will be choked. Romancham, like their body, the hair in the body will be standing up upright. Ashrubihi, so with tears flowing down their eyes. Parasparam lapamanaha, they will converse with each other in this way, in such a way that there is no lapamanam, it's not proper speaking. Lapamanaha means broken words. So, pavayanti kulani prativincha. So, this part is important. The other thing, like sometimes they may, their throats will get choked. They will not be able to speak. Sometimes, like their body will be standing, or not body, the hair in the body will be standing upright. So, they will get like a different state of the body. Their eyes will be filled with tears. So, this doesn't mean that whoever we see with eyes filled with tears, they are jnanis. Many people can do that. Like, people might do it due to different reasons. So, Amrita Swarupananda is a very strong man. He's very strong. Even if he has to deny Amma's words that, like, go and work and stay with Amma, so he is very strong. And but still, in last year's the Guru celebration, Guru Purnima Day celebration, he couldn't talk. He started crying. So why? Is it like normal people crying? So when Amrita Swarupananda was crying, half the crowd was crying. So is it the same? Is it exactly the same? Definitely no. Amrita Swarupananda's crying is something similar to this. So such person, like he, how do we know such a person's crying is true? Because pavayanti kulani prithivim cha. Pavayanti, such people purify kulas, their entire clan, and prithivi, this earth itself. Their very presence is beneficial to everyone. Their kula, we know, nasya brahma vitu kule bhavati. Mundaka Upanishad as well as Mandukya Upanishad says, a person who knows Brahman, in such a person's kula, nasya brahma vitu kule bhavati. In such a person's kula, there will not be anybody who doesn't know Brahman. So that means that is pavayanti. That is make purifying. Earth itself they purify. Their very presence is great. So we find that Bhagavatam, Bhagavata Mahatmyam. In Bhagavata Mahatmyam, we see Prithvi as the mother crying because there was no bhakti. Bhakti, Vaidhagyam, etc. were not there in the world. So these people, they purify earth because they give strength to earth. They are the positive power in this entire world. So they are like sun is to earth. They are like that to this entire world. Their very presence is beneficial. Their very presence is what is, as Amma always says, their very presence is what is keeping the balance of the world, leading the entire world into a good state. Oh, is the world in a good state? No, the world is in a chaotic situation. But for these Mahatmas, but for these Bhaktas, but for these Jnanis, earth would be in a very very bad or worse state. So that means it's not just bringing tears in their eyes. But the main point is they purify these Kula. They purify their own Kula clan, their own caste. They purify this entire world, entire earth. Earth means universe or world itself. So, a normal person crying when listening to something beautiful or touching. So when somebody, like generally there are people in the world who are emotional. So emotional, not just women, men as well, there are few men are emotional. So when they listen to something which is very touching, they'll cry. So it's not about anything bad happening. It is tears of joy. So this is not like that. This is entirely different. They cry because like they are able to remember that Ishvara. And that remembrance of Ishvara comes out in the form of this emotion. Of course, they are controllers of their own mind. So that means that they may cry, they may not cry. We can't clearly go by that. Even as Ishvara and his nature cannot be predicted, such bhaktas also we cannot say they will be like this, they will be like that. Externally, that's why Shankara says, Yogaratova, Bhogaratova, Sangaratova, Sangavihina, Yogam, Bogam, Sangam, Asangam. So we can't say, on one side, like we have great preachers like Yajnavalkya, yeah, who was a guru. And on the other side, we have a king like Janaka. On one side, we have various great rishis like Shankara or Vyasa. And the other side, we have our own great Ambariksha. So Ambariksha didn't cry. Mahabali didn't cry. So bhaktas might cry. So they may or they may not. We cannot just... So this is very important point to note here that just because somebody cries, a person doesn't become a bhakta. A bhakta may cry. That is what Narada is saying here. So we find Ramana Maharshi, who is a very ripened fruit. So as Amma says, like people think he is just jnani. People think there is no devotion. So Amma, that's when Amma said, you remember in Michigan, and Amma said that he considered this the mountain as Ishvara and stayed there, and he used to circumambulate the mountain. So what else can it be called than devotion? That is devotion. And like when once he is reading a part in the scripture, so like he is explaining an example or a story analogy, he like it's almost like he's crying, he cannot continue. So once in Ramana Ashram, Nuchur was speaking about speaking on Bhagavatam. So the topic was Bharata Rahugana Sambhadam. So there he's speaking. So when he is trying to speak, like he stops in between and then says, these are portions like which are very tough to continue or read without stopping. Tears like are almost flowing down his cheeks. So he is a jnani, he is so much into knowledge, and that too happens. So that means like all these like will happen. We see Chinmayananda crying like when he went to meet Tapovan Maharaj, and Tapovan Maharaj was like in his deathbed. So Chinmayananda cried. Chinmayananda is considered one of the icons for intellectual peak or peakness or intellectuality itself, and he himself cried. So we can't say that bhaktas may cry or not, but such bhaktas, when they converse with each other about a mahatma, we can see that like at times words will not be there. Broken words, they try to speak but the words don't come out. Their throats are choked. Their eyes are filled with tears. At the same time, there are also like bhaktas, when they converse with each other, you can see glow in their eyes. So when like two staunch devotees of Amma meet together, they talk about Amma, you can feel that that enthusiasm, excitement in their voice. You can feel that excitement in their face. You can see their eyes glowing. So whenever I call up my sister, Darshika Chaitanya, and tell her about Amma's experiences, immediately like her voice changes. There is an excitement in the voice. Oh, Amma is such a great. And like whenever the topic about jnanam, so this is where we have to consider this, understand what Krishna says, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna artho jitnyasur artha arti jnani cha bharatarshaba artha artha arti jnani. So the jnani is also a bhakta. So whenever the topic comes up about jnanam, as to what jnanam is, and the moment she, like when something is explained or something is told to her, and she thinks it in her mind or imagines or visualizes in her mind, immediately like her expression changes. So like wordless, words don't come out there. There is no word coming out, and then like she says, oh, this is, and then like this is so great, I pitch it. Even imagining it is giving me so much bliss. So that means like we can see even bhaktas, normal bhaktas who converse with each other about Ishvara, excitement. So it is not just these emotions of like throat getting choked, or crying and all. There are other emotions as well. So that's why Amma says, when a person asks Amma as to, Amma, when to stop chanting one's nama or mantra, sorry, not nama, mantra, one's mantra. So Amma says, you can stop chanting your mantra when the moment you hear that mantra or the name of the Ishwara, the hair in your body stands up. So that means that is also a way. So there are different ways in which we can see that. But in brief, such a bhakta, when speaking about Ishwara, the voice, like the sound, there will be like bliss emanating from it. There will be so much passion. We see in the around us in the world that people with worldly passions, passion towards objects, passion towards cars. Like they see a car, they get so passionate about it. When fans see Rajinikanth, they get so passionate about it. And their passion comes out in the form of shouting his name, like jumping here and there. So in the 90s, when the movie Titanic got released, and before that Romeo and Juliet got released, at that time Leonardo DiCaprio, like there was a Leo mania. Young girls like became fan of Leonardo DiCaprio. So when he used to walk around, like outside, would see people literally jumping over cars to get a look at him, to get an autograph. So that may, there also we can see that. We can see that excitement, that passion. So the same passion comes for Ishwara. So here the difference between these two passions is that one passion, worldly passion, will vanish because the world is temporary. The world changes, the world will vanish, passion about the world also will vanish. But in this case, Ishwara is eternal, so each and every day, the passion of Ishwara will only grow, it will never come down. So that's why this spiritual path is a one-way path. Very rarely do people fall down. And such people who fall down from yoga, or yoga bhrashta as Krishna calls, they will also be born in good kula next birth. So that's why Amma always says sadhana is like a fixed deposit. So spirituality, in spirituality there is no going back. Once a person enters it, he cannot exit. So trying to exit is like a person who has entered into a burning house. He can't come out. He has to go some other way. Or like a snake who has almost like a small snake who is like which is swallowing a big mouse. So for the mouse there is no going back. For the snake also there is no going back. Can't put it out. It's inside. So it has to come in. So same way spirituality is a one-way path. Like once you enter, the passion grows day by day. The passion grows and becomes maximum peak. Every time, like such a bhakta, or like a person who is aspiring to become such a bhakta will want to listen about Ishwara, want to talk about Ishwara, want to think about Ishwara. So whatever we saw in the previous tatra, tadeva valokati, tadeva shrunoti, tadeva bhasheti, tadeva chintayati, thinking, and all those will happen. And such people, such true bhaktas who are one-pointed on Ishwara, who have nothing else apart from Ishwara to talk, to think, to do. So externally they may do other things as well, but internally in their mind there is only space for Ishwara. So they have opened their heart and then installed the deity of Ishwara in it, that like Ishwara cannot go out. Ishwara is captured in their heart. Such people, pavayanti kulani, they purify their clan, this entire earth itself. So, tirti kurvanti tirtani, sukarmi kurvanti karmani, sat shastri kurvanti shastrani. So, they give life for everything. So, whatever is there, they give life to everything. So, tirtani, tirta, tirta, tirta stala, the tirtas, tirtadana. When people go for tirtadana, the tirtas are considered sacred. But such people, such bhaktas, they purify even the tirthas. So they are wherever they are there, it becomes tirthasthala. Sukarmi kurvanti karma, any karma they undertake, or they are doing, or they are part of, that karma becomes great. So the same karma of hugging people, like many people do hugging. But the same karma gets a different glory when Amma does it. So many people talk Vedanta, but when Paramartha talks, or Balakrishna Nair talks, the talking itself gets a glory. Many people compose, many people sing, but when Tejomi Ananda sings, it's a very simple tune. It will be the simplest tune possible in Yam and Raga. And always it will be Yam and Raga, simple tunes, but still, it adds up to the quality or to the glory of that itself. So, sukarmi kurvanti karmani, sat shastri kurvanti shastrani. Shastras get authority from them. Of course, they are living embodiments of shastras. Shastras, when we talk about shastra, when we want to know whether shastras are valid, shastras have any validity, shastras have any proof, they lend that proof because they are living proof of shastras. So we can see each and every shastra vakyam, shastra vachanam in them. We can see that like whatever the shastras say comes alive, comes to life in them. Because they are living the shastras. The shastras, what do the shastras say? Shastras say that like we have yat karoshi yadashnasi, yat juhoshi dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurishva madarpanam. Whatever actions are done, madarpanam, do it as an offering unto me. Ishavasi midam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat. Tena tyaktena bunjitaha magridaha kasya svirdhanam. So, Ishavasi midam sarvam, Ishara pervades this entire world, chara charam, everything. And therefore, tena tyaktena bunjitaha, therefore do tyagam, tyagam of this nama rupam and see Ishvara everywhere and then enjoy everything. So that means that we enjoy everything, see everything as filled with Ishvara. So why is it that they add on to whatever they do or they touch? Because tanmayaha. So tanmayaha, because tanmayaha, mayaha means filled with, tan means filled with Ishvara. So that means they live in Ishvara, their minds are filled with Ishvara. So, they, ekantinaha means, what does ekantinaha means? Ekantinaha means, they are absorbed with Ishvara. They are not different from Ishvara. They are unanimous with Ishvara. They are filled with Ishvara. They are absorbed in Ishvara. So, there are different ways to explain it. But, their mind is pervaded with Ishvara. Ishvara alone is there in their mind. They don't have anything else. That's why Shankara says, Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva. So, their minds are filled with Ishvara, filled with Brahman. And therefore, Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva. They are ever rejoicing in bliss. And such bhaktas, their very presence is beneficial to the entire world. So, whatever we saw, that when Amma, whatever the Swamiji spoke. So Amma went to a place, the swine flu alert became, or the degree of swine flu got reduced. So there have been times when Amma goes to Bombay, and the week before Amma goes, it will be raining like anything. And for the 5 days Amma is there, rain will completely stop. And then when Amma goes back, rain again starts. Heavy rain, it's not normal rain. It's like kind of a cyclone affecting the area. So that means such Mahatma, such Bhaktas, true Bhaktas who live in Ishvara, such Bhaktas purify everything. So if we are able to, that's why Satsanga, if we are able to remain close to the Mahatma, we are able to get association with Satya Mahatma, that itself will help us in the spiritual path. So that will lead us further in the spiritual path. So that's why Amma says, Satsanga or being with a Mahatma, getting or spending some time with a Mahatma, with a Bhakta, is as good as many years of sadhana. because such bhaktas, they emanate nothing but Ishvara. So around them Ishvara, we can only feel Ishvara around them, nothing else can be felt. We can only feel Ishvara, 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 Ishvara. That's the only thing like we can feel around such bhaktas, and that's because tanmayaha, they are immersed in Ishvara, their mind is immersed in Ishvara, their mind is filled with Ishvara. So may Amma bless us so that we'll be able to strive to achieve such a devotion through one-pointedness, so that we are able to be beneficial to ourselves, our family, and this entire world. And above all, it doesn't matter about other people, the world. Above all, our life becomes filled with bliss through constant contemplation of Ishvara. Since Ishvara will reside in our mind each and every minute, therefore we will be able to rejoice in bliss. We'll continue later. Namaskar.